Exercise 4, page 35. Recording 1.
Hi Marge, how was your lesson with Year 8? I hear they're quite a handful.
Oh, hi Stella. Not too bad, thanks. We did a history project today, which the kids liked. I'm a bit worried about Johnny Wilson, though.
Why? I thought he was a keen student. He worked very hard in my class last year.
The fact is, he's been missing classes lately. I think he may be meeting with friends outside school. I did mention it to his sister, Brenda, but I think she's covering for him.
You should speak to him in private after class. Or what about phoning his parents?
You know what? We're handing out this month's progress reports on Friday. Mr. and Mrs. Wilson will be coming, hopefully. I'll try and have a word with them then.
Yes, maybe that's better than doing it by phone. After all, his sister may pick up and give Johnny a warning. It's probably best you don't involve her.
Quite true.
Recording 2.
Calling all students. How do you get to school? Here at Seven Oaks College, we would like to help you get here in the best ways possible. For instance, did you know that cycling, walking, and scooting are the healthiest ways of travelling to school? They help the environment too, but you also need to know some basic rules of the road in order to avoid accidents. There will be a half-hour illustrated talk on this topic at 3 p.m. next Monday in the school common room. They'll also be giving out free fluorescent armbands. Don't miss it. See you there.
Recording 3.
Today's guest is well-known psychologist Martha Brooke, who is here to discuss the topic of school phobia. Martha, what exactly is this problem?
In a few words, fear of school. Some children really do experience extreme emotional distress when it comes to going to school. They even exhibit physical symptoms at times, such as headaches, feeling nauseous, and having chest pains.
Is this a recent phenomenon? I mean, I don't remember children feeling anxiety about school when I was a child.
You may think so, but actually, school phobia, or school refusal, as it's now commonly known, has been around since the 1940s. It's just that children are often misdiagnosed, so we don't realise they have a problem. For example, I used to believe, in common with many parents, that my child was just playing up to get time off school. But really, these children have a genuine phobia.
I see. And what exactly do children do when they want to avoid going to school?